The $200 million bridge across the Tanana River at Salcha may yet be built. The bridge to access military training grounds appeared to be dead until Fairbanks area representatives late last week convinced fellow lawmakers to include it in the $3.2 billion capital budget approved over the weekend. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Alaska Railroad's bridge project appeared all but dead until last week when, in the waning days of the special session, members of the State House Interior Delegation put on a full-court press that was complemented by strong public testimony in last week's House Finance Committee capital projects hearing and the backing of Governor Sean Parnell. In the end, House members approved a $3.2 billion capital projects package that included $44 million that the railroad says is needed to get the bridge project rolling. Fairbanks Representative Steve Thompson says the governor's support helped push the bridge over the top late Thursday.
Going after the governor to get him to say, yeah, this is a good project for Alaska, we need to get it done, helped a lot.
Thompson says he and the other members of the Interior Delegation had to stage the late-in-the-game rally because, despite assurances early in the year, the bridge was not included on a list of projects that the governor sent to the Senate during the regular session.
We were kind of given the indication, yeah, it's going to show up in the capital budget when the governor sends it over to the Senate. Didn't show up there, which surprised everybody.
Thompson says the project also was not on the Senate's capital project list issued last week. The governor's support suggests the bridge funding will remain in whatever final capital budget is signed by Parnell. But the bridge project still has another hurdle to clear, strong concerns that have been expressed by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency over the location and design of the bridge and its effect on the Tanana River ecosystem in that area. Railroad spokeswoman Stephanie Wheeler said Friday that the EPA could still stop the project if the agency raises those objections again if and when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issues permits to allow the project to move forward. Wheeler says the bridge project had been on hold until the legislature decided on the railroad's request for an additional $44 million. She says the railroad will now resume working with the Corps to obtain those permits. Railroad officials have said the EPA's concerns have already been addressed in studies conducted last year as part of the environmental impact statement that the railroad filed for the Northern Rail Extension, the larger project that includes the bridge. The rail extension, estimated to cost some $800 million, would include construction of about 80 miles of new track from the terminus at Eielson Air Force Base to military training ranges near Fort Greely on the west side of the Tanana River near Delta Junction. The extension would enable the Army to transport equipment and personnel to the training ranges quicker and cheaper than running convoys on the Richardson Highway. Pat Gamble, a retired four-star Air Force general who formerly headed the Alaskan Command, said in an interview in March that he was arguing for construction of the rail extension since he retired from the military and became CEO of the Alaska Railroad Corporation in 2002.
The Iraq War was winding down. We were looking at bringing a bunch of forces home. We were looking at things like reduction of forces in Korea. And the idea was we were going to get forces into Fort Wainwright.
The military benefits of the project have been well publicized, but Gamble says the rail extension was first proposed as a boost to business to haul equipment and other freight and passengers between Fairbanks, Delta, and Fort Greeley, and as the first leg of an eventual link to the Canadian rail system.
We have agriculture in Delta. You'd have a train all the way down there for bulk in both directions. You have a mine close by. They were very interested in whether or not we were going to actually do this because, you know, shipping is expensive by truck.
Gamble says the plan included building track down the Alaska Highway into the Yukon. He says the right-of-way in which the tracks would be built also would help save money for laying utilities and even possibly a natural gas pipeline.
It was going to be some 600 feet wide, and you could put the gas line in there, and you could put fiber optic, and you could put the railroad.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.